Sechtes Yuma. I wanted the Shia to discuss the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis part of the Shia, and the other part of the Shia to discuss the Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Beis. On Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah had said that the Kohen Gadol throughout the year could be makir any carbon he wants, and do any avodah he wants, and also get any chelik he wants. And the Gemara brings the Braisa. Tanur Rabbanan Ketzad Neitel Chelik Bereish. How does he take a chelik Bereish? He could say, I want to eat this chatas, I want to eat this asham, he's lying to take the whole thing. Then the Raisa says, when I have the shtei alechem, he could take one of them. He could take 4 or 5 chalas with lechem upon him for the 12 lechem upon him. Rabbi Yomel Eilim Chamish. Shedemar, v'aisel Aaron Labanov, machsel Aaron and machsel Labanov. So first of all, the Raisa starts off saying he could take the chatas and the asham. Sounds like he could take the whole thing. Then the Braisa brings, he takes one of two chalas, 4 or 5 of lechem upon him, and Rebbe says 5. And there's a whole discussion in the Gemara whether the machlekes Rebbe and the Rabbanan, according to Abaya, that Rebbe holds it get half, and the Rabbanan holds it get less than half. A whole discussion about when they're getting half or less than half, and how it works with lechem upon him, how much is the chalukah, that's the whole sugya. Now the shaila is, but by the asham and the chatas, it sounds like he get the whole thing. So what's the pshat? First it says you can take a chatas and asham, it sounds like the whole thing. And then it says he takes 1 chala of 2 chalas, 4 or 5 of lechem upon him. So what's the pshat? So Nushayn and Taiz Rush brings you a shalmi that asks his kash. And the shalmi says, kama karbon yachid, kama karbon tziba. The shalmi here, by a karbon yachid, he can take the whole thing. By a karbon tziba, then the din is maxil iron, maxil abanav, he only gets half. So chatas and asham, in asham is certainly a carbon yachid, and chatas is talking about a carbon yachid, the achat ha-sibur. But in the next part of the verse is discussing what's the dimma kavan ha-sibur, there he gets half. That's Yerushalmi. That is a sefer chukah seyeh ma'intig ha-mechaber, that he says the mi'iri is mashma different shat. The mi'iri says, v'chol ma'ashenaitel chelik reish hu sha'achal shalei b'chalukah. V'chein, ma'ashenaitel chelik reish means he's aichal b'loi chalukah. Elayver zeh chatas zeh asham shalihu. The din said b'chol kotshe hamikdash. Sounds like even kabbana sibur. He could take without chaluka, whatever he wants. Then he says, kol shu roitza kain gadol l'chalka b'nei mishmara, naituhu maksa b'chol shu balidei chaluka. So the Mi'iri is mashma like this. He could take without chaluka. But if he wants to take with chaluka, then the din chaluka is maksa and maksa l'banav, according to the rabbana less than maksa. So it's a different teretz. Is klar mashman is no chilik, at least according to the Bavli between carbon yachin and carbon tzibur. The chilik is he has a din to be neitel chelik reish. He could take any part he wants, but that's without chalukah. He also has a din that he could join the chalukah. When he joins the chalukah, he automatically gets half. The Rash Mishans, he brings also the Rash Mishans in the Sifra Parshat Vikra Dibura de Nedava Perikin Aleph. Also, when it says Maksayel Maksel Abanav. He also brings the Bryce in Yuma, and he says that you would think that he debts without Chaluka, even though he doesn't say Chatas in Eichel. Kamash will in the Bryce said that when does he get a Chalik Rosh? When he wants, and he says Chatas in Eichel. So you see, the Rash is learning Chatas in Eichel is when he doesn't want Chaluka, and then he can have it. But if he does want Chaluka, so then he gets Chaluka. And Chaluka Gufa means Machzalar Machzalabana. The Rash Lachar is saying the same word as the Mi'iri. Chukas Yehim wants to say it in the Rambam also. It's not Mamish Mukhi in the Rambam. The Rambam, in a few places, in Ma'isek Rabbanis Perik Yud Alachi Yud Ches, and also in Perik, and then in Ma'isek Perik Yud Ches, he says, V'kayin gadol eichel shalei v'chalukah al-neitu mekol ma'ashi yirtza. He can eat b'lei chalukah al-neitu kol ma'ashi yirtza. Says, v'ei chalukah. And that's anything. There's no din of chatzi. And then in Hilchus Svinim Esaf, in Perik Dal Alachi Yud Al, he says, v'kayin gadol neitu mekol so he takes half of the chalais. So here he says he takes half, and it doesn't say that it's shaloi b'chalukah neitah b'kol mashiyutz. It's mashma. Here he wants chalukah. Chalukah means he gets half. Now the Rambam you could learn if you want. He's also saying chalukah karbon yachid karbon tzibur. But the Rambam doesn't say that. Chatas and asham you can learn is yachid, and the chatzi chalais you can learn is tzibur. And you could learn like the Yerushalmi, but the Rambam is not so clear that way. Maybe it's more geschmack to learn the Rambam like the Mi'iri in the Rash Mishans, that when he doesn't want Chalukah, there's a din of Naita B'loi Chalukah, and that he can take whatever he wants. There's a din of Chalukah, and there he gets half. Now, in the Etzim Shailah, The Gemara is mavur that according to Rebbe you get half of whatever the chalukah is, and according to Rabbanan you get less than half, except Abaye says by the two chalais, you can't get less than half because it's lav urich ara to give a prusa to the kohen gadol. So the Gemara is bothered with the Rabbanan. If you darshe makshlai and makshlai abanav, so why shouldn't he get half? If you don't darshe makshlai and makshlai abanav, so why should he get anything more? Where do you see he gets more? Where does he see that he gets more but less than half? Elamai La'aron u'labanav means that Aaron gets more than banav, but how do you know half? Well, how do you know close to half? Maybe you should get a third, maybe you should get a quarter. So, the Gemara Sivri says, the chamos adarsh is makshlai makshlai banav. So what's if Shadi doesn't get a full half? Because it's not Eirich Ara that he should get as much as all the other kanim put together. That's not the Eirich Ara. It sounds like the Rabbanan de Gedin, we don't want him to get a half, connected all the kanim put together, that's too much. So Mela, we give him less than half. So Mela, that's what he says. The Gemara in Bava Basha, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel, when it says, Nitzi Lachul Vinach, the Gemara brings a raya that he means half to you and half to your children. And Rabbi's right from Rebbe, because just like Rebbe, Darshan Aaron Levanav, Maxal Aaron, Maxal Levanav, so would the Nichsay Lachal Vanav means half to you and half to the children. So he wants to, how do we pass like Rebbe? How do you bring a right from Rebbe? Halak, halak, Rebbe, Mechaveri, Vloy, Mechaverov. What's the pshat? The Terence is because they all Darshan the Pasuk. It's just a Rabban and hold, it's not right to give him the full half. You give him a little less. And Rebbe says, no, you give him the full half. But here, when we're talking about Yerusha, there's nothing to do with Arichara. So Mela, everyone dashes the Pasuk Makshlai and Makshlai Abanav. Now, the Taisus Yishanim says that the Rabbanan also dashes Makshlai and Makshlai Abanav. He's much more different than Gvur Sumi. He says that the Rabbanan hold, it means Lav Dapka Maksa, means Karav Lamaksa. That's goof what the Rabbanan mean. The Gvur Sumi was Shail Dapshan. He says, so how do you know half? Maybe four, quarter, maybe third. Taisus says, no, it means half, but it means a little bit less than half. It's a little similar. The Gemara is mashmi, he holds it means half. It's just we don't give him the full half, it's not Arich Ara. And some of the Teish Shanim holds, no, the Pasuk can't mean a full half, because that's not Arich Ara, so the Pasuk means close to half. The Ridvah says, Kor, though, the Rabbanan does not darshan makshlai and makshlai labanav. That you give him less than half, he says, it's a swara, you give him money yafa, or it's halachal meshim yisinai, but they don't darshan it. And he radish tells us, so why the Gemara and Balabasher bring a raya from Rebbe? Either Rabbanan doesn't darshan it. So he says, because we pass it like Rebbe, and the Rambam also passes like Rebbe. The Tzugi, the Shas is like Rebbe. That's what the Ritva says. So you have the Gvura Siris Pshat, that the Rabbanan Darshan Makshlai Makshlai Abanav, it's just Lav Vayrech Arab. We have the Teiz Shanim that the Darshan Makshlai Makshlai Abanav, but the Maksa means Karav Lamaksa. We have the Ritva, the Bechal Darshan Makshlai Makshlai Abanav, when we pass it like Rebbe, that's why the Gemara Bal Basher brings the Raya. And why did Itaka get close to half? It was a Sora, or Alchemation Messinae. See, the Taiz Hashanim and the Taiz Rosh say that according to Rava, which we have in the Afid Ches, according to Rava, there is no Rabbanan. If this whole rice is Kula Rebbe, so there is no Rabbanan. So that would explain Klar, also the Gemara of Masra and the Psak and the Rambam, because if there is no Rabbanan, why do we pass it like Rebbe? It's only the Tzad that there's such a Rabbanan. Like Rabbanan, if there's such a Rabbanan, that was a Shailah. They darshan it, or they don't darshan it altogether. Yeah, that's the Sugya Nafid Zayin in the base. Now, a little bit we want to speak about the Sugya Nafid Ches in the base. The Inyan, because there the Gemara brought that the Rabbanan used to go, Rav and Rav Kana, when they used to travel, Rav when he went to Dardish and Rav Kana, Rav Nachman, I mean, when he went to Shchintziv, Rav and Rav Nachman, they used to say, Manavay Liyayim. They wanted a Isha that would be there for the few days that they're there. So Gemara Sakasha, either din is that the ruling us say you need Zayin Nikim. So Gemara says, one shad is Rabbanan told them beforehand, so they had the Zayin Nikim. And either Laisa Isha, Mdina Zu, Mdina Achere, Shema, maybe it'll be Achli, maybe it's Davgu Zaytzel Zed. There's a shad Rabbanan, Pekir Shemai, everyone knows Rabbanan, so it won't be that problem either. That was the first shad. That it was Mamish with Bia. And the Zayin Nikim they did before, do have a Maidulu, and there's no problem of not knowing about the children because the Rabbanu are Pekir Shemai. But then the Gemara says, Ibai say Mi'chuda have a Miyachdilu. They were just Miyachid. They weren't actually Bail, because Ein and Daima, Mishesh Lepas Pesal, Mishem Lepas Pesal. So since they weren't Bail, it's not a problem of ruling us at Shech Elesh of Zayin Nikim, and it's not a problem of Fayisa Isha B'dinazu, V'yal Fayisa Isha B'dinacheps. So Taisus asks Akasha, how are they allowed to be miyachid if they didn't keep the Zayin Nikim? The Gemara says in Ksuvis that if a woman is pierced neither before the first biyam, there's an issa ichud. So if she never had Zayin Nikim, so she's considered like a nida, and it's before the first biyam, so why is there an issa ichud before the first biyam? That's Taisus Kasha. So Taisus two terutzim. The first terutz is that there is no din Zayin Nikim here. Why? Because since they didn't plan on having bia, so there's no dam chimut. There's no dam chimut, so there's no din zayin nikim. Now they could have bia, but then there wouldn't be any chimut. It's not the rule in asing. So it is pas v'sal because they could have bia, but since they weren't planning on having bia, so there's no tavul in us. There's no dam chimut. There's no din zayin nikim. And the second tarot says that the issa yichud is only someone who was never married, but somebody who was once married, or particularly here where they were still married. Then there's no issa yichud. Issa yichud kind of be rishain is because it's yitzrei tekfei. He never was ba'al her, so it's yitzrei tekfei. But if he was already ba'al another woman, or if he's kol shekhen, if he's married to another woman, there's no issa yichud. So the first teretz makes no kula b'chlal in the din of yichud kaidem bi rishaina by tevul linase. And the second teretz also is not making any chiluk between tevul and nase and either mamish or any other chiluk. The only chiluk the second teretz is making is a chiluk if this is the first marriage or the second marriage. You see, based on this Gemara, there's really four different shitas rishainim. If there's a benegay of the issa yichud by tevul inase, is there an issa yichud, or if there is, what are the pratim? See, Taisus Shanim over here says the teretz that only by a nida mamish is an issa yichud before the first bia. Tevul inase is a chumrah. It's a chumrah derabanan. It's a shash rachak dam chimun. It's a chumrah. So male they were machman bia, but they weren't machmar an yichud. As it also says in Ritva Nida Dav Samach Vav in the days, that there's no Issa Yichud also Mikayach this Kasha, that there's no Issa Yichud by Tevul Inasi. So come days, if the Isha was Tar, and it was Tevul Inasi, now she has to keep Zayin Nikim, and he marries her during the Zayin Nikim, there's no Issa Yichud according to the Taisa Shanim and the Ritva. That's the most cool of Dikr Pshat. Now, the Rambam, in Perik and Al Filchas Yisturi B'Yalach Yud, says that Tevul Inasi has to count Zayin Nikim, but a Talmud Chacham could marry Ish even before Zayin Nikim, since he knows that she's Asur, and mainly he can't be Boyle until she's Tevil. But Amma Oretz has to wait until she counted Zayin Nikim. And Lecharis from our Sugya, and the Magen Mishnah holds that the Rambam is saying that even Yichud's Mutter by Talmud Chacham before B'Rishayin, and that's Pshat in this Gemara, if she's not a Nida, if she's just a Vuli Nase. And that's what Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar also says in the Yavam Mistaflam and Zayin Amadeis. And the Rishayim won't talk about it because this Gemara is brought in Yivam Mistaf Laim and Zayin and Beis. Rishayim there, the Rashman and the Ridva, they all discuss it. They bring the Shita, but they don't hold the Shita. But Ben Avraham and Ar brings the Shita and holds of it. So this is, so again, we have Shita number one, the Taisus Shanim and the Ridva Nida, which holds that Tevul and Asa is no Issa Yichud. The Rambam, the way the Magid Mishnah learns, and Ben Avraham and Ar holds that there is an Issa Yichud, but by Amar, it's not by a Talmud Chacham. Now the Kesef Mishnah is all the way. The Kesef Mishnah holds that the Rambam never said the Yichud's Mutter. He said you're allowed to marry, because the Talmud Chacham will know not to have Yichud. But he holds that Yichud is Asir. That's what the Kesef Mishnah holds. But there is a Mahalach in the Rambam, then even Yichud's Mutter, the Magen Mishnah and the Rambam and the Har hold that way in the Rambam. Now, we have also the second Teretz of Taisus, that's not even Mechalatin Tevul and Asay and Nida, but holds that in all cases, the Issa Yichud is nafka by someone who was never married, by a bacha, by someone who was once married, or al kapanim, if he's still married, there is no Issa Yichud. And then we have the fourth Shita, which is like the first Teretz of Taisus, that there is no Chiluk. The Rashba holds that way in Yevamis and in Sefer Teres Abayis, the Ramban, in Yevamis holds that way the Ridva, the Raivin and Asagis and the Rambam, that by Tevul in Asay is the same thing as Nida Mamish, there's no Chiluk between Tevul in Asay and Nida. There's no chiluk between Talmud Chacham and Amaretz. There's no chiluk between Nasi and Bacher. In all cases, there's an Issa Yichud before the Biri Shaina. The Beis Yosef also says that the Rif and the Rush, when he brings this Gemara, they don't bring the Teretz of Yichud Avim Yachdilu. If there will be a Chiddush Din in the Teretz of Yichud Avim Yachdilu, that Yichud's Mutter by Tvul and Nasi, Akapana by Talmud Chacham, or Akapana by somebody who's married, they wouldn't have mashed that Teretz. If they were mashed the Teretz, vice dice. The sight of the teretz is like Taisus' first teretz, that there is no tevul in Asay, and the Mela, they also hold that way. And he also, the Rambam also holds that way. So the Beis Yosef holds, the Maisus, Kamer Rishenim, It's the Rashi. It's the first Teres of Tosis. It's the Rashi. It's the Ramban. It's the Ritva. It's the Ravid. And the Beis Yosef says he thinks the Rif and the Rosh all the way because they leave out the Teres of Yichud and Miachalu, which there will tell you this Chiddush that Tavuli Nasa there's no Asi Yichud, or by Talmud Chacham there's no Asi Yichud, or by someone previously married there's no Asi Yichud. And he also said the Rambam was also the Rambam only is not the Talmud Chacham to get married but not to do Yichud. And the male that's had a Shulchan Aruch Pasuk in Simon Kuf Tzadik Beis that there is an Isi Yichud by any time Tavuli Nasa. If you married her before she kept the Zayin Nikim, there's an Isi Yichud.